All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now at the touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts here at the Sideshow Network. Go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
So you're thinking about starting a new website. Maybe you have some new small business idea. You want to sell something online, or maybe you want to show off your photography, or maybe you want to start that new podcast to compete with mine. That's a bad idea. No podcast. Stop it. GoDaddy is offering one new or one transfer.com for just $1.99 for the first year. Each new.com comes with a free instant page website and built-in photo album. So really, what are you waiting for? Get your website started today. All right, even if it is a podcast, just get it started now. Go to GoDaddy.com, enter code Alonzo at checkout, or click on the GoDaddy banner on our website. I have nothing to do with Danica Patrick. No, I can't hook you up. Hello and Merry Christmas. This is Alonzo Bowden with episode 66 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? That's right, we made it to Christmas. We're going to wrap it up, and there's going to be some good stuff this week. This can't be all bitching and moaning and whining, so we'll get that part out of the way quick. First off, I do want to apologize. I got a story wrong. Well, the story was wrong, and I reported it as true. Remember, I talked about that waitress in New Jersey who got the I can't tip for living your lifestyle tip? Well, it turns out she was lying, okay? Dana Morales claimed that a family didn't tip her, that they wrote on the receipt, we can't tip you because of your lifestyle. She lied. Don't really know why she lied, just created a hoax. Apparently, she has a history of doing this, dishonorable discharge from the Marines, blah, blah, blah. But she did get a tip. The family did not slam her for being homosexual. And I reported the article, well, me and a bunch of other people, we were fooled. Sorry about that. I apologize, particularly to anybody homophobic out there. So we're going to get to that in a minute. There is a new excuse, ladies and gentlemen. Affluenza. Yeah, affluenza, okay? Now, are you familiar with this? Affluenza, it comes from being too rich. It's an affliction, apparently. Ethan Couch, 16-year-old in Texas, had a car accident. He was driving drunk. He killed four people. And the judge sentenced him to 10 years of probation. The reason being, he was raised poorly. His parents were so rich, they were so busy fighting each other in a divorce that no one really taught him right from wrong. So he drove into these four people and killed them, but he didn't know what he was doing because he suffers from affluenza. How about that? If you had any doubt as to whether the rich can go ahead and do whatever they want, that would be pretty much proof. His parents are going to put him in a $450,000 a year rehab. That's right. You heard right. $500,000 a year for rehab. And the kid gets away with killing four people. I mean, he literally said, I'm out of here when they were, you know, at the accident investigation. So we're going to file this one under insanity. It's a shame for the families of the victims that their lives are considered worthless because he's rich and he's from a rich family. So that one kind of sucks. And well, okay, I'm gonna switch notes here only because, you know, this one was just funny to me. I had an experience this week. My dryer crapped out, right? Not a big deal. I don't know why the dryer breaks and the washer doesn't, but it breaks. So I put on Facebook You know, what should I do? Should I? Because you can't buy a dryer to match a washer that's 7 years old. Apparently, they switch these things up. So I said, should I, you know, mismatch washer and dryer, or just get rid of the washer, buy a match set or whatever? I don't know when's the last time I got that many Facebook responses. It was hilarious to me. One group of guys said I was gay for even thinking about matching my washer and dryer, which is a true, surprising level of homophobia. Some of them friends cracking jokes, but others, I think they were serious. Some people, you know, accuse me of having first world problems and said I'm rich. If you're rich because you can buy a washer dryer, either the bar has really been lowered on rich, or the economy's not recovering as fast as I had hoped. It's just a washer and dryer. Go to my Facebook page and my personal page, which a lot of fans are on, because there's a mix between my fan page and personal page. I had the personal page first, but it was unbelievable, all the things posted. So here is what I've decided to do. I'm going to do my best to buy a matching washer and dryer. Not easy, by the way. Is there more of a bait and switch game than in appliance ads? We have a washer and dryer on sale. Oh, you actually wanted to buy it? Well, we were just kidding. It's not like we have any in stock, I don't know, on Earth. You know, we have one washer in Arkansas, and we heard there was a dryer in Florida, but not really. How'd you like to buy this upscale, full-price model? I've run into this at Sears. I've run into this at Best Buy. Trying to order them from Home Depot. We'll see what happens. But anyway, the plan is, and this is just my little fun with the homophobic group, I'm going to buy a new washer and dryer, and I'm going to donate my working washer to a thrift store called Out of the Closet. I like that. And speaking of donations, let me tell you the greatest gift. You know when you get that, I donated money to blank in your name? Please go to oxfam.gifts, oxfam.gifts, and buy someone a goat. That's right. For $50, you can buy a goat for a needy family in someone else's name. So it's the greatest gift I've ever seen. I've given out a few goats. I might keep giving out goats. I love it. Go to oxfam.com. You don't like goats? You can also give away chickens. You know, you're vegan, you can give away seeds. It's a great thing to check out if you want to give a charitable gift in somebody's name. And I'm glad I switched notes here, because there is some good news. It's Christmas time. We're going to end it on some good stuff, okay? How about a gift for Chicago? Chicago is no longer the murder capital. I know, that's a weird thing to be thankful for, but we'll take what we can get in this economy, right? So last year, we all heard about the Chicago murders. It was crazy, violent. 506 murders in 2012, only 401 murders in 2013. I know that's still a lot. It's more than New York. It's more than much bigger cities. But it's a big drop for 1 year, and it's the lowest murder rate in 20 years in Chicago. So, hey, Chicago, Merry Christmas. Stop killing each other. What else am I thankful for this Christmas? Well, you know, I am thankful for the Tea Party. Now, I know you may find that hard to believe, but I'm thankful for the Tea Party because they're still crazy. They're still absolutely nuts, and I love that about them. Here's the latest of their antics, and really, it's the only word to describe what they're up to, antics. There is a congressman in Texas. I know it's hard to believe it's in Texas. Representative Steve Stockman. He's raising money for his Senate campaign by selling Obama barf bags. That's right. For only a $10 donation to Stockton's primary campaign, you can get a chartreuse. And you know they hate the idea of the color being chartreuse, so let's call it light green. A barf bag with a picture of Obama. And the tagline says, "Socialism makes me sick." The official Obama barf bag. We're tired of his socialist, job-killing, freedom-stealing policies that make me sick to my stomach. Well, good for you. It's your crazy Tea Party ass. I'm thankful for him, because the more crazy Tea Party candidates we have, the more chance for reasonable people to beat them in general elections. So good for them. Good luck selling you Obama barf bags. You know, and on the subject of the Tea Party and the conservatives and the extreme right, when are they going to get it that they've been wrong? Like, this is funny. I read this article. They've been wrong on everything, okay? Going back to the Revolutionary War, where the conservatives who had a lot of money, which would be today's Tea Party, right, would be today's 1%, they wanted to stick with the Queen. They wanted to stick. You know, the funny thing about the Tea Party today is the Boston Tea Party, they were liberals. You talk about wanting change. They were the ones who wanted their own government. They wanted a complete change from what existed. So you could argue that they were liberal at the time. Then let's jump ahead 100 years, a little over 100 years. Slavery, they wanted to keep it. It had to go. Now, they always say Lincoln was a Republican. Yeah, he was. And these were the Southern Democrats, the Dixiecrats, the whatever you want to call it. It was different back then. And anyone with above a sixth grade in education knows that. The parties have basically switched on this one. They were wrong. They wanted to keep their slaves in the name of Jesus. Even back then, everything was in the name of Jesus. It's just something about them. I don't know what that is. They just, let's grab Jesus and do some evil. So anyway, they missed on the slavery thing. Then, of course, we had the civil rights era where they, you know, they didn't want to integrate schools. They were against interracial marriage and they're against gay marriage. And sure as hell, I'm hoping 50 years from now, they'll be wrong about Barack Obama. I think they're wrong today, but, you know, time will tell. Anyway, I'm thankful for the Tea Party because the crazier they are, the more chance of reasonable candidates being elected. All right, let's talk about Megyn Kelly. Because Megyn, you know Megyn from Fox News, pretty blonde, I don't know, their image of perfect woman newscaster. Megyn tried to clear it up for us, and she told us, kids, Santa Claus is white. And if there's any question, so is Jesus. Now, I don't even need to get into how ridiculous and wrong this statement is. But actually, the scientific proof, and you know they hate that over at Fox. Jesus was from the Middle East. Jesus was from, you know, Israel, Jordan, that area. You don't find too many blonde, blue-eyed guys in it. Jesus was some shade of brown that they would not trust at an airport. And Saint Nick, who was the model for Santa Claus, was actually Greek at a time when Greece would be Turkey today. So again, this guy had to be vaguely brown. Just, you know, not good. Somebody you'd bomb, actually, if you're a Fox News supporter. He was a color of people you bomb. So she's, but here's the thing. Like, how racist and insecure are you when you take a fictional character, Santa Claus, he's not real, Megyn, I'm sorry, and make him white? He has to be white. And how about this? Santa Claus was black. Nelson Mandela was declared the first international Santa Claus by the government of Greenland, which, you know, is close to the North Pole where Santa lives. Who would know better? Call Sarah Palin. Greenland, they can see the North Pole from their house, just like you watched Russia. Absolute insanity. I almost feel sorry for her to be locked in on this. And here's another thing. When they talk about Santa, when they talk about Jesus, would they really support either one? I mean, come on. You want to talk about Santa, what, just giving away toys? Wait a minute, just giving them away, not being earned, anything that, what is that, some sort of, it's a giveaway, socialism, everyone to eat, not good. Jesus, let's talk about Jesus, loaves and fishes, what, giving away food, what about that healthcare thing with Jesus just walking around healing people, what kind of entitlement crap would that be? No way would Santa nor Jesus fly with today's Fox News. Sorry, Megan. I don't care what color they are. You guys wouldn't buy it. Socialist Santa and entitlement Jesus. Not on your watch. And it's a good thing you're out there keeping an eye on things. Yes, insanity still reigns, but let's laugh about it. Let's laugh about it at this point of the year. It's Christmas. Great news. For some reason, I love the fact that a woman is taking over General Motors, Mary Barra. As a matter of fact, 2014 might be the year that I go back to GM because I test drove a Cadillac CTS and wow. Yeah, so that might be Alonzo's new toy for next year, but I'd rather not talk about it because now, again, I'm into the first world problems. Man, first he buys a washer and dryer, then he buys a Cadillac. You guys hate me. Well, I'm not buying it. Socialist Santa is going to give it to me. I love you guys. I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, whatever you celebrate. If you're involved in a war on Christmas, if you're over there with Bill O'Reilly and Sarah Palin, I don't know what the hell you're doing listening to me, but let me wish you a happy winter solstice. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I love doing this podcast. Thanks for listening. And hey, check out the football podcast, Time Out with T.O. I have a lot of fun with Terrell Owens. It's on the same network, Sideshow. See you out there. Be safe. Watch out for any rich kid driving with affluenza. And I'll be talking to you soon. New Year's Eve, Tacoma Comedy Club. New Year's Day, Tulalip Casino, which is in Seattle. And the first weekend of January, I'll be back at Caroline's on Broadway in New York City. In between, a few random appearances at the Laugh Factory. I'll be there for their charity thing on Christmas Day, and I'll probably be back there the 27th of December. Again, thanks for listening. I'm heading to Arlington, 22nd to the 20th. No, I'm sorry. Look, I'm all screwed up. Sorry. December 19th through 22nd, I'm at the Arlington Improv. First time at that club. I hear it's great. Who's paying attention? You are. I appreciate it. See you out there. This is Alonzo Bowden. Good night.